Here's a thought I'll title, What Sets Photography Apart? Seems to me that each of the art media have characteristics that are its greatest strength and that set it apart from other media. For example, a novel gives the writer unlimited control over time. They can move time backwards, forwards, they can have flashbacks, they can have projections into the future. They're in total control of time in ways that no other medium is. Another example is music, which gives the musician or the composer the ability to tap directly into our nonverbal emotions. And we can be carried away and emotional to the point where, a piece of music will bring us to tears or maybe to laughter without using any words. It is beyond language. So you and I may not be able to communicate whatsoever if we don't share a common language, but we can both be moved by a piece of music to deep emotions. Painting has its own unique strengths in the sense that an artist can include or exclude any elements they want to based solely on their imagination. They don't even have to have anything that they're looking at in order to make a painting that's meaningful. Think of the Sistine Chapel. Michelangelo painted it completely out of his imagination, but yet it's this moving bit of artwork. Well, what is it that sets photography apart from other art-producing media? I thought long and hard about this because being a photographer, being as involved in photography as I am, you'd think an answer would come easily to mind. But I had a hard time with this until I eventually came on something that I think maybe is photography's unique strength that no other medium can approach, and that is our ability to render detail. Detail that's even finer than human vision. You can look at a photograph from across a room and see a certain amount of detail. But as you approach and get closer to the photograph, more and more detail is revealed until eventually you come up against the limit of the photograph's detail or the limit of your eyes to resolve any more detail. But it's that detail that's denied to novelists, that's denied to painters or sculptors or poets or musicians or dancers. Visual detail. That is the great strength of photography. I suppose, too, you could look at it as its Achilles heel, but I think it has other Achilles heels that are much more limiting than detail. But detail is something that photographs do exceedingly well. And one further idea is they carry that detail into the future. That is to say, someone 50 or 100 years from now can look at our world with such incredible detail that it truly is mind-boggling to think of that capability. A novelist could describe what they see today, but it not only would not have the detail today, but it wouldn't translate that detail into the future, even though the novel might be perfectly readable in the future. Same thing with a piece of music or a poem or almost anything else. In the future, it might be perfectly available for the consumption of its particular art medium. But in photography, it carries that detail to the future. And even if the original subject that was photographed is destroyed, we can know it in such intimate detail through the photograph. So, how does this change my thinking about what I do? I'm not sure that it does, other than reinforcing the idea that when detail is important in a photograph, to do everything we can do to maximize the amount of detail and utilize all the camera techniques and processing techniques and all the fine optics that we have at our disposal to do the best possible job we can to preserve detail, because in the future, those details might be particularly important. And even today, when someone looks at our photographs, it's not uncommon to see someone get a little closer because they want to see the detail in the photograph that is important to them. and they can't necessarily see it from a distance, so they step up. We hand-hold the photograph closer. We pick up the book. Maybe this is one of the reasons for putting a significant portion of our equipment budget in the best lenses we can buy and the best tripod we can afford, rather than cameras that have the yippy-skippiest features. Most of those camera features are based on convenience and capabilities. But what we really need to focus on are all the things in the camera and our techniques that maximize detail when we need it in a photograph, which we don't always do. But when you do, it seems to me that more detail is better than less detail, when detail is actually an important characteristic.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.